Hi everyone, it's Jeff Casola from Deliver Away Debt again. Today we're going to continue along with the Debt Destroyer, which is the name of the system I use to blast away my debt. We're going to be talking specifically about categories today. Now, categories are an important part of any budget, and you need to have some of them developed. Now, if you go into any personal finance software or budgeting software, what you'll see is that they've preloaded it with a bunch of categories. These are pretty much thought starters for you. Now, categories are completely personal. Now, no system is perfect. Nobody can pick out every category somebody wants, so you need to develop your own categories. Now, as an example, I'll give you the categories that I use. Now, I use, it's about, I think, 12 or 13 different categories, and they each have their own specific function. Now, the first category I use is cash, because I still use a lot of cash, and under my category cash, I have some subcategories, which would be groceries, personal items, and miscellaneous housing items. Now, this is just how I fund the cash, so I'll take out some money and allocate it into each envelope. So these would be my cash envelopes, and I draw out of those as we're going through day-to-day and month-to-month functions. Another category would be housing. Under housing, I have my first mortgage and my second mortgage, which very shortly will be gone, so then it'll just be the first mortgage. So I guess I could rename it the first mortgage, but I think housing sounds better. Another category I have is utilities. Under utilities, I have my standard water, gas, air, electric, and cell phones. Also internet, which is the cable company as well. So that would be, everything would be encompassed in that one category. Then I've got transportation. We don't have any car payments anymore, but I actually use that account to stash away all my debt money. So all the money that I'm using to blast away debt. Also got loans, so any loans that I have, I'll go under the loan category, and that's it. There's no other subcategories, it's just loans. Then I've got insurance, so that includes car insurance and house insurance. And then there is also a couple of extra ones, which I like, and they help us with gift giving. So we have a gifts to us, which is basically for birthdays and any special occasions that my wife and I may share. And we also have a gifts to others, which would cover gifts, other birthday presents, and everything else. We have a pretty large family, so we stash away a little money in there every pay period. Comes out to about $13 every pay period, but it adds up throughout the year, and it's enough to cover what we need to cover. We also have a Christmas fund, and you guys have seen in many of my other posts that I'm a true believer in Christmas fund, and you better stash away money because it's just a piece of cake, and Christmas debt is something you don't need to have because it will hurt you. One of my last categories would be one for me and one for my wife. We stash a little money in my wife's extra because she gets her hair done. So we actually, after we got the ball rolling, we decided to add a little money to that so she could get it professionally done instead of me doing it. But if you look at my hair, I do it every couple weeks myself. So that cuts down on any costs there. But so you need to look at categories. You need to understand how you spend your money. You need to look at everything that you compiled in your capture phase of the Debt Destroyer, and you may find that you have different ones. You may find that you need a completely different category, so you can add it. Now, what I've done is I've gone ahead and got some thought starters for you on the bottom. If you click down, and you'll see a PDF I have there waiting for you, and it has a bunch of thought starters for you on categories. Now, I've taken these from a lot of different sources and compile them for you so that you can see what everyone's doing. And you just want to make it as simple as you can. The harder you make your categories, the more difficult it'll be for you to keep track of, and you will not stick to your budget. So I'm a subscriber of the KISS system, right? Keep it simple, stupid. And it works for me, and I believe it'll work for you. So get out there, go look at your envelopes, your shoebox, whatever you gathered your information in, and set up your categories. Now, I haven't changed my categories in over a year, and they're still going strong, and I have no need to change them because it works in my system. So get out there, get to work, and good luck.